Membership three, Mishnah six, a makdim truma lebikurim, somebody who separates truma before he is given bikurim. The bikurim, as we'll learn in, when we get to Masechet Bikurim, were the first fruits, and those first fruits were actually designated while they were still on the tree. So while the produce was still on the tree, they would tie around a little cord or a little string to designate that produce as bikurim, and that had to be given first. Says the Mishnah, someone who advances truma before bikurim, or masa rishon latruma, or the first tithe to the Levi, the masa, he advances that before the tithe to the Kohen, or masa sheni larishon, or the second tithe, he advances that before the first tithe, afal pi she'over b'lo tasa, even though he has transgressed a negative commandment, masha asu asu, what is done is done. So the separation or the tithe that he's done is a valid separation, even though the person has transgressed a negative commandment of the Torah. And what is the negative commandment of the Torah? Shneimar, it's a pasuk from Shmos that says, "Melayascha v'dimacha lo ta'acher." That is translated here as, "You shall not delay to offer the abundance of your fruits and of your." And then the word dimacha, which is, so he learns out dimacha means the tithes. And what this verse, what the commentary said this verse is coming to teach us is that there's a negative commandment to change the order of the bikurim and the tithes. Exactly what that order is, we actually are only going to learn in the next Mishnah. This verse comes to teach us that whatever that order is, which is, it actually is bikurim, truma, masa rishon, trumas masa, masa sheni. That order is not allowed to be altered, otherwise this negative commandment is transgressed. And on the next mission, we're going to learn what the order is.